USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The new highly transmissible coronavirus variant has been found in Europe. More countries are imposing travel bans. A new one in the U.S. begins on Monday.
As fears mount over the newly identified coronavirus variant Omicron, governments around the world are scrambling to protect their citizens from a potential outbreak. The new mutation, which is potentially more transmissible, was first discovered in South Africa. Dr. Fauci speaks to determining whether Omicron is resistant to current vaccines.
Put it in a form in the lab where you can actually test the different antibodies. So you can have a prediction that it might evade, or you can actually prove it. Right now, we're getting the material together with our South African colleagues.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, men. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says a decision is coming soon on whether to refer criminal contempt charges against former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows for refusing to testify as part of the January 6th investigation.
I think we will probably make a decision this week on our course of conduct with that particular witness and maybe others.
Schiff was on CNN. A magnitude 7.5 earthquake hit northern Peru in the Amazonas region early in the morning, according to the U.S. Geological Study. The quake occurred at 6:52 local time, just north of Barranca. The quake was also felt in the capital of Lima and other neighboring towns. No major damage or tsunami alerts were reported. A 7.5 earthquake on September 26 in 2005 caused 5 deaths, about 70 injuries, and significant damage to the surrounding region. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-autopay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The daughter of the first American in space will go there soon herself. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Alan Shepard was the first American astronaut to enter space in 1961.
Okay, retrofire completed.
The Mercury spacecraft is beginning to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere.
Now his daughter, Laura Shepard Churchley, is scheduled to fly aboard the New Shepard, the spacecraft named in her father's honor. Churchley is among the two honorary guests, the other being Good Morning America and former NFL star Michael Strahan, to join the December 9th mission that's backed by Blue Origin, the space company founded by former Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. Churchley says despite it's only going to last about 10 minutes, the 3 minutes of weightlessness will, in her words, be a riot. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
As the pandemic continues, some food pantries in West Virginia are finding it difficult to keep up with the growing demand for help. Brianna Martin is the director of a food pantry in Charleston.
There are some middle-of-the-road individuals that we've now seen that probably would have never used our services pre-pandemic that have now found themselves at our doors for the first time in their lives.
She says inflation is part of the problem. Nearly 20% of the population in West Virginia relies on federal food programs to make ends meet. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.